6 degrees and blue skies in Toronto on a beautiful Monday afternoon. It's Bob Reed and Deb Hutton in for Reshmi Nair today on The Rush. Many, many eyes on Moscow today and going forward as a very, very important summit is getting underway. We're looking on the TV monitors here and seeing Xi Jinping from China and Vladimir Putin sitting side by side. The Chinese leader arrived in Monday today for his first visit since Russia invaded Ukraine. And that, of course, is going to be one of the key items at the top of the list. But more broadly speaking, troubling ramifications for the rest of the world with this increasing closeness, it seems, between Russia and China. Joining us now to help us understand those repercussions and ramifications is the Washington Post Russia correspondent Francesca Ebel joins us from London. Francesca, thanks for being with us on The Rush. Set the scene for us. How important is this meeting and what are the main things being watched for as these two leaders come together?
Well, it's significant because this comes just a few days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant against Putin. And these talks are still going ahead. They're significant for both sides, partly because they show that a anti-US New World Order is taking shape. And it's a showcase of that. It's also a massive morale boost for Putin. He's had a slew of battlefield defeats in recent months, and he's become increasingly isolated on the international scene since the invasion of Ukraine. And this is a mega meeting. It's the first time that a world leader has met with Putin since the invasion. It's certainly the first time that she has met with Putin since the invasion. And he will see that as an endorsement of his actions.
Was there any sense, Francesca, that this summit wouldn't happen once Putin had been accused of war crimes?
There has been no indication, no.
What's in it for China to cozy up with Vladimir Putin, who, you know, has been so roundly denounced by leaders all over the world with all of the negatives associated with Russia and everything right now? Obviously, they remain a significant power. But what is China's end game for seeming to increase this alliance that they have with Russia?
Well, Xi and Putin see eye to eye on many things, and one of them is obviously the animosity they both feel to the West and specifically the US. And I think Xi certainly sees an ally in Putin in that respect, and he's been watching closely the invasion of Ukraine. Analysts will say that he's watching it closely, potentially because of the situation in Taiwan, but also the economic partnership between China and Russia has expanded significantly since the invasion of Ukraine. Obviously, the impact of Western sanctions meant that had a severe economic impact on Russia, and he had to divert elsewhere. If you look at the data for Russia's exports of gas and oil to China last year, the oil exports increased by 44% and the gas exports more than doubled. So the economic partnerships between both of these countries is also expanding significantly, and I think both countries have to gain from that.
What do you see happening on the military front? Are we expecting an announcement of sorts, or would it just be conversations around what China can or may choose to do around supporting Putin's military?
Well, China so far has been very careful to frame themselves as neutral in this conflict. However, this meeting has kind of cast doubt on Beijing's neutrality. Xi has not openly condemned the invasion and obviously has continued, if not expanded, his cooperation with Putin. However, there is this question of whether China would be willing to provide Russia with lethal weapons. Russia now finds itself in an increasingly dire position on the battlefield. The artillery advantage that they did have at the beginning of the war has been dramatically reduced, and they are very much in need of military support. Obviously, this comes in the context of Western countries supplying Ukraine with significant amounts of weapons and equipment. There's speculation that this could be something that they would talk about. At the moment, so far, we've seen no indication that China would be willing to do this. But obviously, this would be a priority for Putin to discuss with Xi.
So you, having watched these things, you don't think that it's likely that we would get some form of agreement or announcement of that ilk?
It's not clear. So far, there's been no indication. And in fact, Xi and Putin have been in talks for the last almost 5 hours. And we haven't really heard anything yet about what they actually talked about specifically. So tomorrow is kind of the main event. It's the main official meeting, and maybe we'll know more then. But so far, there's been no indication from either side about what to expect.
We're speaking with the Washington Post's Russia correspondent Francesca Ebel from London on the summit ongoing at this hour between Xi Jinping of China and Vladimir Putin of Russia. China and Russia have always been on the same side, as it were, in terms of being superpowers opposed to the West. Does this alliance, are there changes shaping up at play here? Is this alliance taking on any new dimensions that we haven't seen before, or is this just sort of an inevitable continuing of ties between these two?
It's certainly expanding. That we've seen in the past, Russia and China have staged military drills together, military training exercises. Obviously, they've had a fairly close relationship for years. Xi's first official visit as leader of China was, in fact, to Russia 10 years ago. And he's always kind of spoken of Putin fondly and vice versa. But I think in the last year, we've seen definitely a shift. They've definitely become closer. If you remember, just weeks before Putin's invasion of Ukraine, they met in Beijing and they announced that they had a no limits partnership. And obviously, in the context of this invasion, when we've seen many of Russia's former allies or people that sort of, countries that took a more neutral stance, they've moved away from Russia. We've seen China expand its cooperation with Moscow.
Now, this is a multi-day state visit. What else are we expecting beyond just simply talks?
Well, later this evening, perhaps even now, they are going to have a dinner. Xi and Putin will be having a very luxurious dinner at the Kremlin. And then tomorrow, as I said, it's going to be the main meeting. So they have a lunch planned and there'll be some kind of cultural ceremony. And then at about 3 p.m. local time tomorrow, there will be the main official meeting, and then we'll expect to see a statement to the press, and we'll hopefully know more about what was discussed. And then on the third day, I believe Xi is leaving and going back to China.
Well, we'll watch closely to see the outcomes of that. And Francesca Ebel, we appreciate you taking us through this. This has been very insightful. Thanks for joining us on The Rush.
Thank you very much.
Francesca Ebel is the Washington Post's Russia correspondent. And yeah, there are going to be a lot of tea leaves, pardon the pun, to be read coming out of this discussion between these two leaders at this time. I mean, Vladimir Putin on the weekend just did kind of a victory lap around Mariupol, his first visit to the areas that Russia has seized in Ukraine. So there is a lot at play here in that part of the world right now.
Well, and certainly coming out of that, we also have President Biden's visit to Canada. So there will be, I'm sure, some follow-up to whatever is announced. Coming up after the break, we have our friend Nathan Downer joining us to let us all know what is happening on the 6 o'clock CTV News this afternoon. So we look forward to chatting with Nathan. You're listening to The Rush. It's Deb Hutton and Bob Reed.